bloody hell, Harry! Dead centaur!
That's rubbish, Ron. Centaurs can't die.
Dead centaur!
This is Seriously Potter, episode 10.
Here we have Jordan.
Marley.
Vanessa.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say your name first. Vanessa.
And Divya. Me.
Yeah. In case we haven't mentioned, it's our 10th episode.
10.
We've come a long way since episode 1. We were a bit nerdy then. Still are, but...
A bit.
We didn't even know how to press the record button.
Yeah.
And now...
Look where we are. We are on iTunes.
We are pressing the record button.
Half a star better than Pottercast.
Woohoo!
Oh!
So do we want to look at our last episode with this awesome clip?
Not the last episode.
The first episode. I'm sorry.
Let's just take a look at episode 1. We have to do some, like, time-changing music. Come up with something.
Oh, not while we're recording, Nib.
No, wait.
That's like how we're talking. Corbin!
Hey, look, that's me!
Went
right
off the chart.
As you can tell, it is definitely our first podcast.
Yeah. It's the pilot episode.
Like I said, we were a bit nerdy. We still are.
So.
Let's get to the news, Vanessa.
Okay. A while ago, we posted pictures from Empire Magazine. Well, Warner Brothers has released them in high resolution. There are the Yates talking to the Phelps twins, and the trio with Slughorn. And so check out the website to see them.
SeriouslyPotter.blogspot.com.
And in a recent article on Eurogamer.net, a source close to Traveler's Tales has revealed that there will be no Harry Potter Lego this year.
My brother loves those things.
I know, my sister used to have one on her keychain, like Hermione. Yeah.
But there will be an Indiana Jones toy, so.
What does that have to do with anything?
Just trying
Nobody
to
Nobody likes it. Indiana Jones.
I like Indiana
no,
Jones.
No, you don't.
And there'll also be her Half-Blood Prince video game released.
I had one of those Harry Potter games, but I couldn't get past the Quidditch level.
Okay, and Electronic Arts will be releasing that. And Tom Felton, who
Hope
plays...
Hope you don't have a quick swallow. Sorry.
Tom Felton, who plays Draco Malfoy, was at the Harry Potter theme park at Universal Studios.
For his 16th birthday.
Jordan, don't tell people that.
Okay, fine. Well, Miley Cyrus, you know, she was at Disney park for her 16th birthday, so I was like...
I was there. She kicked me out at 5 o'clock.
Tom Felton is way older than 16, I think.
Yeah.
And way
and
cooler.
Anyway, it's currently under construction... But he got a chance to go to the park along with his girlfriend.
Vanessa has a thing for him. It's more like an obsession.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah. And he got a chance to ride Dueling Dragons. And if you went to it before, they're changing it. That used to be like the Fire and Ice ride. And then Emma Thompson, Trelawney, had a recent interview with the San Francisco Chronicle about her upcoming film, Last Chance Harvey. And she gave more details to the issues of her supposedly choosing Nanny McPhee over Harry Potter because they are both scheduled to film at the same time.
She's a really good actress.
And she said, I wasn't being rude at all. It's so typical whenever they take something very, very small and turn it into a big deal. I was never going to be in the next Harry Potter. I sort of put that to bed. It's like, do you want a supporting role or a starring role?
She also added that she likes the character, Sybil Trelawney. So...
And we also have a new picture of the highly anticipated Harry Ginny kiss. Entertainment Weekly. And they also have an interview with Daniel Radcliffe. And also there's an interview with Emma Thompson, thanks to
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson, thanks to MTV. She talks about the Deathly Hallows display. You can find both links on our website. And last, but certainly not least, Half-Blood Prince receives a PG rating for scary images, some violence, language, and mild sensuality.
Let's just get our thoughts on this really quick. Let's start off with Marley.
I really think it should be rated PG-13 because of the death of Dumbledore. I mean, come on. All the others are... I mean,
The last two.
Even J.K. Rowling said the books would get darker, so, I mean, don't lower the rating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan. I don't really care. I'm gonna go see the movie. I don't care.
Well, I can't. I think that with, like, Sectum Sempra, if they're gonna have that, and Dumbledore's death, and battle, and all this, that it should be rated PG-13. But then again, we haven't seen the movie. We don't know what these scenes are gonna be like, so.
What if they cut it out?
Well,
that would be horrible.
Just because, like, you read the book, and, like, there's a lot of language in the book, and there's just, you know, there's things that I think it should be rated PG-13, and just, the cast is like, oh, yeah, the movies are getting really, really dark, and then they're like, let's make it PG!
But it just doesn't make sense. What about the little kids who want to see it, and their parents won't let them see it, because it's PG-13?
You know what I think? I think it's a money issue. I think with PG,
It costs less to make something PG.
No. With PG, they make more money because more people can take their kids to see it, and I think that's the reason.
That could be it with the hard economic times.
And then again, the PG is turning to PG-13, and more PG-13 is turning to R. So, I mean, I think it's just stepping up a level.
Yeah.
But we have not seen the movie, so we don't know how these scenes will be like. However, I am happy that Weasley Wizard Weezes will be in there.
Oh, yay. Sorry, that was random.
Yeah, so we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and not throw things at the screen if it's bad. I mean,
kind of did with the Twilight.
Anyway, Divya, did you have a rant for us today?
I have a rant. So.
Wait. Rant music. I can't make it. Okay, anyway.
Please, if you have some rant music, send it in. Just please.
Speaking of which.
Thanks for saying that, because sending things in, nobody is doing that. Watch, we are going to go to our Gmail right here, right now.
Right now.
And, like, last night when I checked the Gmail, all we had was some junk forward Kale sent us.
Yeah, okay, who is that person who sent me an email that said, "Hello, dear chosen one," asking me to just give them their social security number?
Oh, that was
me. No. And it was from somebody in Sierra Leone, okay? Who sent me that, seriously?
Oh, yeah, that was totally me, Jar.
Oh, I got that, too. But anyway, back to Seriously Potter. Gmail. We're going to open it right now, see what we've gotten.
You spelled seriously wrong, Div.
And we have our hopes up high. We are feeling great. We're like, oh, we'll see who sent us something today.
We're feeling good.
We're smiling. We're just anticipating it like a kid on Christmas morning.
And remember, it's seriouslypotter.awesomeness.
Seriouslypotter.awesomeness.
Seriously,
we have nothing. There's one thing.
I got coal in their stocking. I got coal in my stocking.
This is my rant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nothing. Okay. All we have from here is a thing from Podomatic that says, "Oh, Seriously Potter episode 9 has been posted."
Wow.
So let's just go to Podomatic just for the fun of it. Look at this. In the past 30 days, we've had 191 subscribers and 262 downloads in the past 30 days. So why have we not gotten any emails? We give you the information at the end of every show, and sometimes in the middle, and sometimes at the beginning, and sometimes we do it several times, but we get nothing. Nothing.
Nothing!
The only thing I've gotten in the Seriously Potter main email is a letter from my sister. I can't find it right now, but it says that apparently we're not the youngest podcasters ever. Some fourth graders at her school are, but we're the youngest Harry Potter podcasters. Let's just get that clear, but nothing.
We put a lot of work into this podcast, so it'll be nice to see if, like, someone appreciated it or listened to it.
Yeah. 191 subscribers, 262 downloads in the past 30 days. Today alone, we've had 4 subscribers and 1 download, which is not that bad, but...
But we didn't get any mail!
Come on, email us, people. If you email us, I will come up with some way...
We'll send you a cupcake.
Oh, I got it. I will eat a chili pepper on the next show without any water or anything for your enjoyment.
Oh, please, please send something in. Please, I want to see this.
Please email us.
A habanero.
Yeah.
Those are hot.
Okay, so are we done with your rant?
We enjoy chili. Yeah. I am done.
Okay, so now it's time for our main thingy thing. Dun, dun, dun.
Segment.
Segment. There we go. Okay, it's a Hagrid versus Emmett debate.
It's duel.
Duel. Debate. Whatever. They're just going to kill each other. Okay, on the Hagrid side, we have...
This is a little segment we like to call dueling. Our last episode, or our last dueling segment was episode 2. Harry versus Edward.
In which we all know who won. Edkins.
Harry won. Edward Rush. We're not getting into this, but anyway, okay. Here is dueling number 2. Emmett versus Hagrid.
On the Hagrid side, we have Divya.
Woo!
And on the Emmett side, we have Marley and Jordan.
You Woo! Know I'm better.
Yeah. To the death, but duel the death sounds kind of cool. So
just like the first person down. We don't like them to die.
Yeah, because they're both awesome. Anyway. Each team will have a minute to state their case and then rebuttal. 2 minutes? 2 minutes to state their case and then we'll have rebuttals and it'll be fun. So Jordan and Marley, you guys wanna go first?
Sure.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Okay. So I'd just like to say that Emmett is really, really fast. Emmett is really, really strong. Albus Dumbledore is an old guy. I don't care.
No, we're talking about Hagrid.
It's Hagrid.
No. No, Jordan, keep going.
I thought it was Dumbledore.
You're wasting your minute. Two. Go, Jordan.
Okay, well, Emmett would win because he's a vampire, people.
He runs
Hagrid
so
is
fast.
A giant, but he got expelled from Hogwarts. Come on. We all know Tom Riddle got him expelled for no good reason. But, I mean, he only has this little pink umbrella that can do some magic, but not really well. So, really, I think
he's kind of like a buffling buffoon.
Yeah, and then Emmett, he's fast, he has good eyesight, he has, like, very good senses, and he could just, like, run up behind Hagrid, bite his leg or something, and there goes Hagrid. He's a new vampire giant.
Yeah, Emmett is, like, so fast. Excuse my earlier thing. But he's, like, I mean, Hagrid might be, like, really tall, but Emmett would be, like, you know, come on. And Emmett's actually really smart, too, because he's been alive for, like, 50 years. He's had to have
some very, very long time. Compared to Hagrid.
That was great, Marley. Compared to Hagrid. Yeah, you guys have, like, 30 seconds left.
All right. Well, just know that Emmett would win. Because
yeah, and remember Hagrid? He was kind of like, ugh.
Remember in the first book how he put a tail on Dudley, the cousin? I mean, that's good magic, but, I mean, come on. You can't go through life... I mean, if Emmett was there, he couldn't just cast a little pigtail on him and that would stop Emmett, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he probably couldn't even cast anything because he couldn't get his wand to get Emmett before he was, like, across the room.
Oh, yeah, and it's a little pink umbrella thing.
Okay, closing statement.
Emmett would win!
He would totally win.
Do not.
Time's up.
Okay, Divya, your rebuttal.
Oh, your
case. Divya's case. Ready, set, go.
As you know, I'm on the Emmett side.
Hagrid.
Hagrid said.
She just said.
It's my turn. You can't talk. As you know, I am on the Hagrid side. So, Hagrid is strong, willful, and passionate. He might not be the smartest person ever. He might not be the best at magic, but he is passionate about magical creatures, the people he loves, and all that. So, plus... Hagrid's half giant, so how do you know Emmett could even bite him? Hagrid's skin in book 6, book 5, Umbridge is trying to get rid of Hagrid. They shoot several spells at him. Nothing happens because of his half giant blood, and his skin is partly impenetrable. So we don't even know if Emmett could bite Hagrid. So there. Well.
Divya, I have to pause you for a second. Why do whenever you refer to Hagrid's giant blood, you point to your arm?
Because I'm thinking about blood, okay?
Okay, continue.
Okay, so we don't even know if Emmett could bite Hagrid. So that's just one point down for you guys. Yes, Hagrid is not as good as magic as some other people, but he knows a few spells that can get him through this battle. Like, if he needs to start a fire to burn Emmett once he rips him to pieces with his strong strength and all that, he can just cast Incendio, and there you go. Also, if Grop was watching, Hagrid's little brother, there'd be some definite trouble for Emmett. And I don't think he could face a giant. Plus, he's got all the magical creatures of the Forbidden Forest on his side. He's got the Thestrals, and the Hippogriffs, and the Bow Truffles, and all that.
People in the room. She has 10 seconds left.
So, he might not be allowed to have all those magical creatures to help him, but still.
Okay, closing statement.
He could win if... Because he's awesome, okay?
Okay, now, your guys is, you get...
1 minute.
One minute to rebuttal her, and then she rebuttals you. It's going to be great fun. Ready? Go.
Okay, well, first of all, Hagrid is not invincible. Emmett could still bite through his skin.
And even if he couldn't, Emmett could, like, you said that Hagrid was going to, like, grab him and, like, burn him or something. Hagrid could not even get his hands on Emmett. Have you seen how fast Emmett runs? It's like... Emmett's like, oh my gosh.
Yes, and then Grop. I mean,
Grop.
Grop.
Okay.
Grop and Albus Dumbledore.
Okay, how they can't be in the duel, and even if they were, then Emmett could have all his, you know, family in the duel, and then they'd be dead meat. Okay, Grop, whatever his name is, all of them.
Yes, and Emmett, he's just a better person. I mean, come on. He might not have magic, but Hagrid doesn't really either.
He has a little pink umbrella. That's just sad.
Emmett 5 seconds.
Emmett has bangs and muscles and speed.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Okay, Jordan, I have to make fun of you a little bit. You said, have we seen Emmett run? Well, that means we'd have to go in, like, the movie. So I'm laughing at you right now.
Okay, we're going into
next,
the movie.
Divya.
And now I'm hitting Vanessa.
How?
Sorry.
Okay, now it's Divya's turn to rebuttal that rebuttal. Okay, whatever. Just go.
First, I'd like to say that you can't say that Emmett's a better person. He might be a better dueler, but he's not. You can't say he's a better person because that has nothing to do with this.
We'll go into that
later. I just
like
to get that clear. Make that clear. And you don't know if Emmett could bite Hagrid, but you don't know if Hagrid's skin is that penetrable. But I just like to say there's a 50-50 chance that he could bite Hagrid and he couldn't. I'd also like to say Emmett, being Emmett, he might do something to make Hagrid angry. Like he might insult Albus Dumbledore. That's going to be bad. Because you all know when you insult Albus Dumbledore, you're insulting Hagrid, and that's not good, because Hagrid will kick your butt if you insult Albus Dumbledore.
What are you doing? Okay, 10 seconds, sorry.
And I'd also like to add that Hagrid is passionate, and he's strong, and he can get through this.
Okay. Marley, you look like you had something to say once I redo the timer. Ready, set.
Wait,
she can just say it now.
Oh, I wanted my timer.
What? I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, guys, I just want to make it a little interesting for the Emmett side. What attacks do you think he would do? Ready? Go.
Okay, so...
First, he would probably bite his leg.
Bite whatever part...
What's with you and biting the leg?
Okay,
really?
I am going to refer to the movie. I'm sorry. I hate the movie. But I'm going to refer to it. Anyway, did you see him climb that tree and his Rosalie, I quote... That's my little spider monkey.
No, that's my monkey man.
Whatever. She called him spider monkey later in the movie. Anyway,
no, that was... Sorry, I'm done.
Anyway, so he could climb up on Hagrid and gouge his eyes out. Bam!
I mean,
Hagrid,
that
is a bubbling buffoon.
And then poor Hagrid, I mean, he's kind of defenseless in a sort of way. He's only there because... He's only there because of Dumbledore. I mean, really.
He's not that big either. He's not, like, an actual giant. He's, like, half giant, which makes him, like, as big as Emmett is, because Emmett's, like, a beast.
Well, yeah, but I just think that Emmett is gonna win.
Of course, he's stronger and faster and smarter.
Better senses.
Okay, guys.
You do not know if
you... Okay, stop!
Stop putting your hands on my mouth!
Because you can't talk when we're talking.
The time was up.
Okay, ready? Up. Okay, Divya.
Before we start, can I just say something?
Go for it.
Hagrid is not a bumbling buffoon, and even if he is, it has nothing to do with the duel, okay?
Wait, you guys, she can't have that. That has to be on the timer. She can't have this whole rebuttal without the timer
okay, she has 30 seconds. Go. What attacks would Hagrid use?
If Emma tried to climb up his leg and bite him or gouge his eyes out, he's strong. He'd just knock him off because that's how Hagrid is. He'd also try to use little magic spells, you know. He might try to cast a stunner, which probably wouldn't work, but he might try a chill charm or something. He'd also probably kick some butt, you know, do some physical action, and yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now, I have just one thing to say to put into the Emmett's peoples, just to give them a little bit more perspective. Hagrid has, he wrestles werewolves in his spare time, so that gives him, he means he's a little tough, because as we know, werewolves are designed to kill vampires, unless you're the stupid werewolf that looks like a hairless chihuahua. Okay, Emmett's side, ready,
30 set, seconds.
Go.
Well, I mean, like,
are we talking, we're not even talking about the same vampires.
Yes.
Their vampires are way different from Twilight.
Well, no, but not the vampire, what I'm
werewolves.
Saying is, the werewolves in Harry Potter aren't designed to kill the werewolves. Okay, you know what I'm saying,
okay,
right?
Well, yeah. the wrestling werewolves, that would be more Jacob, not Emmett. So, I mean, it would, Emmett is just, still be able to, like, have his grasp on a Hagrid's leg to bite him.
Really? What's with you and the leg? Really, Marley? Really, Marley, if you were a vampire, would you just go around and start biting people in the neck? Would you just bite them on the leg? Just I'm wondering. This is just a special spot
Hagrid's
for.
A giant, so I mean,
no,
like,
he's half giant.
I mean, and if he's so big, wouldn't be able to, like, it would be too hard for him to reach his neck.
No, he could climb him.
Yes. Okay, I got you now. Now, Divya, you're...
Hold on, give me a second to remember, okay?
Oh, no! No! Make her go now, we don't even have any notes.
So, you get two people!
Guys, we are not going into this now. Divya, you ready?
Just give me a second.
You have a notebook, open
okay,
it and look!
I have to come up... Okay, I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, so we all know that vampires and werewolves have this eternal battle against each other. But we do know that werewolves are able to kill vampires. So if Hagrid can wrestle werewolves, then that means he has a chance to beat a vampire. It doesn't mean that vampires are invincible, because, you know, sometimes they're not. Victoria, James,
Okay, Jordan, 1 second. Okay, you guys have 30 seconds. Go.
Victoria and James were beaten by vampires. I'd like
no.
to say. What is and werewolves, the reason they can beat vampires is because they have to go in a pack. They have to go together. Vampires, if it was both a vampire and a werewolf, the vampire would win. And since Hagrid is like half of a werewolf, the vampire would totally win. I mean, he's like half the strength of a werewolf.
And then also the werewolves, they like, it's their instinct to go hunt vampires. So that's how, I mean, but anyway, Emmett would win.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, start my timer.
Okay, I have something to say, just real fast. Okay, I like to bring to your attention that Edward did not, James and Victoria were not killed with just one vampire as well. There were multiple people killing that vampire.
It's Divya's turn.
Go.
I was not saying that werewolves killed them. I was saying that vampires aren't always invincible. That's what I was saying. So, if Hagrid has a chance. I respect your opinion for saying that Emmett could win and might win, but I don't respect that you're saying that Hagrid has no chance. He has a chance. He wrestles werewolves. He wrestles magical creatures. He does all kinds of things. He has a chance. So I think you should give him more credit.
Okay, ready, set,
this is over. We have to go up to the next one.
Okay, wait. So, no, I have to decree who won. So let me see.
You'll probably pick Divya because she
no. Because Vanessa is honest. Yeah, she is.
Oh, so. Yeah, sure. Okay, now while I'm deciding about the previous duel, we are on to the duel of awesomeness. Now, we aren't going to try to decide which is...
Time.
Yeah, we do. 1 second. We aren't going to try to decide which is more awesome. What we're going to do is each group gets 1 minute to state, like, why the other people's awesome. Okay, ready? Emmett group.
Hey, we went first last time. She has to go first.
Okay, Hagrid group. Your person, go.
Hagrid is a very loving, passionate person. He cares a lot about the people who are important to him. And also, he's kind to everyone, except for the people who don't deserve to be kind to, because they're just gits, like Draco Malfoy. But otherwise, he's pretty decent to Draco Malfoy, considering how bad Draco Malfoy is. But he's kind, loving, passionate. He has a thing for weird magical creatures, which is pretty cool. He's a good person. He might not be smart. He might not be magically talented, but he accepts that where he is in life, and he goes on with it, and he be as kind and as passionate as he can be. Hagrid is awesome.
10 seconds, wait, closing statement.
Long live Rubius Hagrid! Woo!
Okay. Now here's the Emmett side. One second, go.
Okay. I'd just like to say that Emmett, okay, he, in Breaking Dawn, Emmett risked his life to save Bella and to keep Bella safe. Also, he hungers for people's blood. I mean, his throat, like, scorches because he wants to eat people, but he doesn't because he respects the human race. And he has so much more up against him than Hagrid does to be good.
And then, I mean, he can't, I mean, it's just his nature. He was human once. I mean, he is very compassionate. He has a wife, and, I mean, they, like, he just loves, he, like, saves Bella, and he's kind to his siblings and everything.
Yeah, he gives up his life. I mean, he gave his life, but he didn't die, but he would have for Bella and for a human. He loves other races other than himself and is selfless for people. Okay. That makes him awesome.
10 seconds closing statement.
Well, Emmett would win.
He would win awesomeness, and he would win the duel.
Okay. Debbie, it's fine. In the duel of, duel to the death, I'm sorry, Divya, but I think Emmett would win. Hagrid has a really good fighting chance, but I think Emmett has just a teensy more going for them. I think they're both awesome, and now do we have a Quibbler Thought of the Week?
Yeah, okay, so let's move on to the Quibbler Thought of the Week. But I guess Marley and Jordan are leaving. We'll miss them. But yeah, Quibbler Thought of the Week, here it is. So if being a witch or a wizard comes because of your, if you were to be bitten by a vampire, a twilight vampire, would that affect your magical abilities? Would it even work at all? Think about it and email us your thoughts.
And also our quote of the week is, you have to decide if it's Emmett or Hagrid and then all the usual stuff. Rotten to the core, the whole family, everyone knows that. So who said it, what book, chapter, and whatever. And that wraps up this week's podcast. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Divya.
Email us. See you soon.
Email us. Wait. Contact info. We gave you that rant about emailing us, so here it is. Contact info. Our main email is seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. You can also find us at seriouslypotter.blogspot.com as well. So email us, and on episode 11, I will eat a chili pepper if I get at least a few emails from different people that are not our friends. Okay, so email us, and this is Divya telling you to email us yet again. Please remember the benefits. Cough, cough. Me eating a chili pepper. So, email us. Bye. 'Edward Cullen telling you to go to seriouslypotter.blogspot.com and listen to the best podcast ever, Seriously Potter. Come on, say it out loud.
Vampire.
Not that!
Oh, right. Seriously Potter.
And I'm Alice, and I'm telling you that your future involves going to Seriously Potter and listening to them.
That's right. The Cullens support Seriously Potter.
Oh, yeah.
So, go to seriouslypotter.blogspot.com.
Or Emmett will kill you.
Emmett, he likes this podcast. That's right. Emmett's pretty serious about this podcast. A serious blab. So go to seriouslypotter.blogspot.com and listen, review us on iTunes, and email us. Because we Cullens will get you if you don't.
Thank you.